What was President Hamid Karzai thinking in trying to schedule a snap election? On the surface, at least, the president appeared to be simply trying to head off a constitutional crisis by moving the presidential election, already scheduled for August 20th, to April. After all, his term is up in May. An August election not only violates the Afghan constitution, but theoretically leaves the country without a president for 3 months. But nothing is ever simple in Afghanistan. Cameron Bakari, an analyst with the private intelligence firm Stratfor, believes Mr. Karzai was hoping to gain the advantage of a quick election while he still has some political clout.
Karzai is kind of seeing the writing on the wall because the Taliban are rising, and he knows that best case scenario is that, you know, I will probably be part of an eventual deal that will involve the Taliban and whatnot, and I won't be the top dog. So he was threatening. He said, you know, I need to be able to hold on to what I have before I deal with something else. So he dropped this date. But the problem with this date is, how the heck can you have elections in such a short period of time?
How indeed. Even in developed countries, the logistics alone of organizing a full-scale national election in less than 60 days are extremely difficult. Trying to do so in a poorly developed country, beset by an armed insurgency in winter weather, they are impossible, ruled the Independent Election Commission as it ordered the polls to be held in August. The U.S., NATO, and the U.N. have all welcomed the August 20th date because it gives the international community the necessary time to deploy additional forces to Afghanistan for election security. The Obama administration is engaged in an intense review, in fact, several different reviews, of U.S. policy in Afghanistan. Cameron Bakari says the election date controversy underscores the dilemma the U.S. faces regarding Mr. Karzai.
The system revolves around the individual. Karzai is the point man. From a U.S. foreign policy point of view, Karzai was our guy. So if you tamper with that system at such a crucial juncture, you're only creating more problems. And let's say you don't tamper with that system. It just devolves into a chaos of itself because of infighting and whatnot. Then you have a major problem. How can you build upon something when that very foundation is shaky?
Former EU Special Envoy to Afghanistan Francesc Vendrell believes the U.S. has grown cool toward Mr. Karzai.
I would say that they are not opposed to other candidates emerging, that's for sure. Whether they are actively looking for someone else, it's another matter, but I would imagine they are considering possible scenarios, and they are not as totally devoted to Karzai as the previous administration was.
Afghanistan has had only one leader since the Taliban government was toppled in 2001, Hamid Karzai. He has said that he will run for another term. But surveys show that many Afghans are disillusioned by corruption and what they view as lackluster governance by the Karzai administration. James Dobbins, who was President Bush's first special envoy to Afghanistan, says Mr. Karzai's luster has faded somewhat.
His popularity has fallen, but it's still above 50%. He certainly has the greatest name recognition in the country. He has continued base of support. I mean, most Western leaders would be happy to have a popularity rating that high, so I don't think one can count him out. Nevertheless, his popularity rating was probably 80% 3 or 4 years ago, so it's fallen significantly.
What happens when Mr. Karzai's term is up in May is not clear. Parliament might pick an interim president who may or may not be Mr. Karzai. It is widely expected that the reorganized Taliban will also try to disrupt the elections. But analysts say the uncertain political situation also raises the question of what international forces in Afghanistan would, or would not, do if there is unrest against Mr. Karzai, not from the Taliban, but from domestic political opposition. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.